more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm more, you're the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program الأسماء الحسنى الحمد لله As you know in this episode we'll be covering another beautiful name of Allah عز وجل As we have done in every episode so far, we're covering the 99 beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in the hadith. And the excellence of memorizing those 99 names is that a person will enter paradise, inshallah. We also discussed right at the beginning that one meaning of memorizing them is to know them, know the names along with their meanings. What are the deeper meanings of those names as well? And this is what we're endeavoring to do in this particular program of ours. So inshallah, in this episode, we'll be covering another beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that name is Khabir, the all-aware, the one who knows everything. So the definition given by the ulama is that being before which everything is apparent. Nothing is concealed from that, and it's revealed to him in a complete manner. There's no obscurity whatsoever. And this is different to insan, because for example, we know about a mobile phone, we know about a book, we know how to use a mobile, we know how to read a book from beginning till end. But what about the manufacturing process? What about the publishing process? Do we know what components the phone contains, what things are inside the phone, the motherboard and the details regarding that as well? Many of us don't, but we know how to use the phone. And in terms of a book, again, we know about the contents of a book, but what stages has that book gone through before it reached us? We're not aware of that because we're not in that field. So only an expert will know about these things, about the phone, about the book. So the one who knows about something completely, accurately, deeply, without anything being obscure from him, that person is known as Khabir. But here, in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we won't say person. That was an example for creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will say his that, his being. So his being is khabir, all aware, all knowing. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ Surah Ali Imran, verse 5, that indeed there is nothing hidden upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the earth and the skies. Meaning, there's nothing hidden upon Allah in the earth and the sky. And in another verse, Surah Al-An'am, verse 59, we're told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows about a leaf that drops. مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا A leaf that is in motion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And his knowledge is pre-eternal. His knowledge is everlasting. It does not accept change. His knowledge does not increase or decrease. So there are so many differences in relation to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and creation. Allah knows the external, the outer, he knows the inner, the internal as well. He knows the zahir, he knows the batin as well. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this name Khabir in more than 40 places. Sometimes he's used it alone, Khabir. Sometimes he's used it alongside another name. So there's varying ways in which the name has been used. Sometimes it's used alongside Hakim, the wise one. The all wise. Sometimes it's used alongside Latif, sometimes it's used alongside Alim. So inshallah, let us hear a few of those verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this name of his Khabir and what we can learn from those ayah. The first of all, Surah Baqarah verse 271. If you were to reveal sadaqat, meaning you give it apparently openly, فَنِعِمَّهِ then it's good. But if you were to conceal it and give it to the fuqara, فَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ And this is better for you. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your sins from you. He will expiate your sins. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ And Allah is all aware, all knowing of what you do. Subhanallah. Now when we give sadaqah openly, what's our intention behind it? Obviously we have an intention, but what is that intention? Do we want people to find out that we give sadaqah? Do we want people to praise us for giving sadaqah? Do we want to attain a certain maqam, a rank amongst people because of giving sadaqah? What is our intention? Or is it to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By giving sadaqah, is our intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn His rida, His pleasure? Or does He give it again with a good intention that people are encouraged to give, so He fulfills His fard obligation of zakat? He gives it openly so that people who don't give it, who may be related to Him, who may know Him, who are in His circle of friends or loved ones, and then they see Him giving it so that people follow Him in this good act of His. And if this is the intention, then fine, alhamdulillah, it's a good intention for the pleasure of Allah, to encourage people, to motivate people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every way that you give sadaqah, whether you give it openly, whether you give it hidden, in a hidden manner, secretly, overtly. So however you give it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. And when a believer knows that, then he wouldn't want people to find out. Obviously, in certain cases, it would be good for people to know. But generally speaking, he wouldn't want people to know. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Okay, 6 billion plus people in the world don't know that I gave sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, knows. Who is going to reward me on the Day of Judgment? Allah jalla wa ala is going to reward me. Allah azza wa jalla is going to give me reward in full, inshaAllah. So if He knows, and He is the one who is going to bestow me with reward in both worlds, in the dunya, in the akhirah, then what do I care if people know or not? Yes, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to reveal that to others through no work of my own, in some way or form they find out, that's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very sensitive topic, because sometimes what can happen is a person will give zakat or give charity to those who are deserving, but he doesn't give it directly, he'll give it through a means. So there's three people involved: him, the giver, as the recipient, and the one who is going to transport those funds, take those funds. And sometimes the intention may be that the middleman, he mentions to him that the first person gave it, or he tells him don't mention it, but he knows that he will end up mentioning it. So these intentions are not good. These intentions are not commendable. So in that situation, even though he, from his side, is thinking that I'm giving it in a concealed way, but the intention is that the person will end up conveying, the middle person will end up conveying my name, and the person receiving it will say, subhanAllah, what a generous person, or what a sakhi, you know, kind-hearted person, a generous person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of this. Allah is khabir, Allah knows about the intention of the hearts. So we need to rectify our intentions as well. Everything should be done with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Bani Israel, He mentions that He knows about people's sins. He is observing those sins, He is seeing those sins, and He is sufficient for a slave in terms of being a witness to those sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word khabir in that verse. And this particular verse is an admonisher. It has great lesson and counsel for us. When we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave us life, Allah will give us death, Allah will resurrect us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us or punish us on the Day of Judgment. When we know all of this is in the control and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why are we making things bad for ourselves when He is the witness? Why are we sinning? He does not forget. La yadillu rabbi wa la yansa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget. So through this name Khabir, as mentioned in this verse, where Allah Jalla wa Ala says He knows about people's sins, He is seeing those who sin, then this is a great lesson for us. That just how we fear people, and insan commits sins, you know, hidden away from people, in seclusion, because he thinks people can't see him. And he's scared if a person were to catch him in the act, or catch him doing something wrong. Imagine the embarrassment. This name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and us knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of our sins when we commit them, then this should give us a mindset to avoid sins at all cost. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. He is watching us when we sin. And nothing escapes His knowledge. Nothing at all. Nothing is hidden from His knowledge. And there are so many narrations in this account that a person on the Day of Judgment will be punished and humiliated, disgraced, because before people, he acted very pious. But when he was alone, he would commit big, big, major, major sins, daringly, openly. Was it not his belief that Allah is watching? It was. But he succumbed to his nafs, his desires, his whims, unlawful desires, carnal desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And whenever we commit a sin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to repent straight away. Because not repenting straight away is harmful. What if a person died the next moment? Or what if he was not even given tawfiq to do tawbah thereafter? So straight away a person should feel penitent, remorseful. We're humans and it's human nature to sin. But we can avoid it as well. We can refrain from it as well. There are many asbab, good company, studying Quran and Hadith, adopting certain wazaif. There are so many ways as well, inshallah. The deen has not left believers in a state of hopelessness. The deen has given us many, many avenues, many, many means and ways whereby we can protect ourselves as well. And there are also accounts of people, our aslaf, our elders, our Muslims of the past who mataqazay bashariyat, due to human nature, they committed a sin. And after, a while after, they thought about it and they thought, Allahu Akbar, I was committing that sin and Allah Azza wa Jal was watching me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was aware of what I'm doing. And because of that thought, because of that shame they felt before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of them, their souls would depart from their body. They would die out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of that shame that they felt. So we should always have this mindset. When we're about to sin, Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. And this is why our pious predecessors, rahimahullah ta'ala, would give this mindset to their youngsters, the youth in their time. And say, look, you should always have this mindset, this belief, this certainty in the forefront of your mind that Allah is watching me. Allah is witnessing what I'm doing. And that will help a person refrain from sins, insha'Allah ta'ala. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Khabir as well, this beautiful name. He says, and this is in Surah Bani Israel, verse 30, that indeed Allah extends the rizq for whomsoever He wants, makes it vast for whomsoever He wants, and He restricts it for whomsoever He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware, all seeing in regards to His slaves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete knowledge regarding them. He sees them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants rizq to a person in accordance to His pre-eternal knowledge. He knows what is better for a person. Sometimes He gives kathir mal, a lot of wealth to a person. And other times you see someone who is not given as much. Some people are wealthy in society. Some people are impoverished. Or some people suffer from poverty. Some people are granted enough so that they can survive. So there are mukhtalif halat, there are various states when we look at society. And in one hadith, we are told about the hikmah, the wisdom behind this. And this is Allah's affection towards creation, subhanAllah. The hadith states, there are many people, the soundness of whose faith lies in them being wealthy. Meaning for their faith to remain firm and strong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them wealth. If they were not given wealth, that would weaken their iman. They would end up complaining in the court of Allah. They would end up doing wrong. So that's why they are given wealth. And then there are people who are less privileged in terms of wealth. But that's not devoid of wisdom as well. They are given less because in the pre-eternal knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's known that if that person was given a vast amount of wealth, he would end up misusing it or using it in acts of disobedience. So the soundness of his faith lies in him being poor and not wealthy. So this is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He knows. And at times we suffer, we go through calamities and problems, and we can't quite understand why we're going through a certain situation. But Allah is all aware. Allah knows. Allah is full of wisdom. He is all wise. Those people who are wealthy, who are given wealth, they spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's because they've been given that wealth. And there are others who, if they were given wealth, they wouldn't do that. So there's different things. So the khulasa of this hadith is that Allah Jalla wa Ala knows which state is best for what person. That this state is better for this person, this state is better for this person in terms of wealth. And there are others who are given less, and even in that state where they have less, they worship Allah sincerely, they plead in His court, they are sincere in their a'mal. But if they were to be given wealth, the opposite may happen. They leave ibadah, they develop ostentation, so many other problems that come with it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim. Allah ta'ala is Khabir. He knows, he is fully aware of the creation and what is better for them. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Surah Tushura, verse 27, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended the rizq for everyone, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, they would cause corruption in the earth. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. However, Allah reveals sustenance in accordance to what He wills. So, in this episode, we heard a few things about the beautiful name of Allah, Khabir, the All-Aware. He is aware of our situation. He is aware about the thoughts that cross our mind and heart. He is aware about our intentions. He knows whether we're intending good in a situation or intending bad. So when we know that Allah is Khabir, we should rectify our intentions. When we know Allah is Khabir and He is all aware of people's sins, we should not sin. We should avoid sin. We should refrain from sin. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal those sins on the Day of Judgment, and we won't have any place to hide. So Khabir, this beautiful name of Allah, what does it require from a person, an insan, a believer? That we rectify our state, our batin and our zahir, our inner and outer. Insha'Allah ta'ala, by means of this, we will rectify all our affairs. And secondly, we should be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows of our sins when we commit sin. So this should give us this khawf, this fear, that whenever I sin, if it's in seclusion and we think that creation is not looking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge is complete. He does not forget. And we could be disgraced and shamed because of those sins as well. So Khabir should develop taqwa in our hearts. And Khabir, we just heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what is better for His creation in terms of rizq as well. That it's better for such a person to be wealthy, such a person to be poor. And we heard a powerful hadith in this regard that certain people, their iman will remain intact and sound if they are given wealth. And using that wealth, they will spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will do acts of goodness, they will worship. If they didn't have that wealth, then they'll just be complaining all the time. And that there are others who, in their state of poverty or having less in terms of wealth, they worship Allah abundantly. They are sincere in their acts of worship. And they try their hardest to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as they're given wealth, then those people may end up misusing that wealth, spending it in places of transgression and sin as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, and He said if He gave everyone the same amount of rizq, then there will be corruption, fasad on the earth as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of His creation and what each and every one of us needs. And we can never doubt that, because He is our creator, our cherisher, our sustainer, our lord, our nourisher. Insha'Allah ta'ala, if you keep these points in mind regarding the name khabir, we'll gain blessings in both worlds. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.